A reported criminal probe into the former president. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Washington Post reporting the Department of Justice is investigating former President Trump as part of a criminal investigation into attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
The Post is reporting that witnesses have met before a grand jury, and those witnesses were asked specifically about conversations with Trump and others in his inner circle who allegedly tried to put in Trump allies in place of electors, certified electors in some states. President Joe Biden won after the 2020 election.
Fox's David Spunt. At the same time, two Republican senators are demanding an investigation into the FBI's handling of Hunter Biden's business dealings. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson.
Now we're finding out from these whistleblowers that the FBI actually had, you know, I don't know what you would call it, but individuals specifically taking derogatory information about, against Hunter Biden, downgrading it to end the investigations. This is dirty. This is corrupt. We need answers. We may need a special counsel on this one.
And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says there is an abundance of concrete evidence against Hunter Biden, and the lack of progress in the investigation proves there is bias within the FBI. Former President Trump making his first appearance in D.C. since leaving office yesterday, telling the America First Institute the 2020 election was a disgrace, but he expects big things in the midterms this November.
The American people are poised to reject the failed reign of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the radical left in a momentous landslide. This is an incredible opportunity.
Yes, you have to go to work today because no, you didn't win the massive Mega Millions jackpot last night. There was no winning ticket sold for the $830 million jackpot. They'll draw again Friday. This time the jackpot will be worth more than $1 billion. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Look for another boost in interest rates today.
The central bank is likely to raise its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point as they did in June, or they could perhaps hike rates by a larger full percentage point in an effort to tackle hot inflation running at a four-decade high. The Fed hopes to slow the economy just enough to curb inflation without causing a recession, which investors fear. While further rate hikes are likely this year, analysts say Fed Chair Jerome Powell might be less specific about his expectations for their size. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell disputing as unsubstantiated a report by Republicans on the Senate Homeland Security Committee that says the Chinese government has been targeting Federal Reserve employees to undermine U.S. monetary policy. President Biden hoping to end his COVID isolation today.
Meeting virtually with leaders from a South Korean conglomerate, President Biden said he was feeling good.
I'm feeling great. I hope it comes across that way as well. I hope I look as great as I feel here.
President Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, says the president's symptoms have almost completely resolved after a five-day course on the antiviral drug Paxlovid. Today does mark the end of a CDC-recommended five-day isolation period for the president. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Excessive heat warnings are posted for the Pacific Northwest today. In fact, through the rest of the week, an area that is usually mild in the summertime.
Temperatures are in the upper 90s, low of 100s, and there's really no relief in sight for that. It looks like it's going to be hot through the remainder of the week and into the weekend.
That's meteorologist Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service, who says Portland, Oregon is forecast to be in the upper 90s, maybe 100 the rest of the week. Central and eastern Oklahoma are also under an excessive heat warning today, with the temperature could rise to 107 degrees. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.